For Blue Ridge Public Radio, I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt. This week, the BPR News team is focusing on mayoral races in three very different rural towns in western North Carolina. Today, we're talking about Waynesville. As the largest North Carolina town west of Asheville, Waynesville's long played a key role in the western North Carolina economy. It's also experienced recent residential growth that shows no signs of stopping. When voters head to the polls next week, they'll have to choose from two mayoral candidates with lots of experience, but with different ideas on what that growth means for this town of 10,000.
There's a certain element of growth that we can't control.
That's longtime Waynesville Mayor Gavin Brown.
So we have some control over it, and what we do is try to use the smart growth principles to make sure that we're not inundated with problems. In other words, we try to infill when we're doing growth projects.
The other candidate is longtime Alderman Gary Caldwell.
I actually see a need that it's going to come up. You know, with these apartment complexes, we've got two in the works. I see the need that of expanding our fire department, but I would like to see this fire department that would be in considered as also be having a substation for the police department to work out of.
Residential growth driven by Asheville's booming real estate market is also driving an affordable housing crisis across Haywood County. Caldwell said he talked to a new resident about it.
He was having such a trouble of trying to find a place to rent that he actually had to rent a house that was larger than what he really, really needed.
Whether it's Caldwell or Brown, Waynesville's next mayor will have to continue building on efforts they both took over the last few years to address the crisis.
The town has adopted our incentive policy to try to attract entities to create those types of projects in Waynesville. Unfortunately, at this point in time, we have not had any entity come forward to try a project. But I expect in the near future that we will have a nonprofit or even a for-profit company come and try to build some of these things with the incentives we've provided.
Early voting ends this Friday, and Election Day is Tuesday, November 5th. I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt for BPR.